All right, now it's on. Fantastic. All right. So I'm starting the day here. I guess you're finishing your day.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock at night here.
Yes, fantastic. All right. So it's the point of care testing, the task force on point of care testing, right?
Yes, but we also have the cardiac marker task force. Some of the members of that group are also presenting.
All right. So is it okay if I talk about it as the WASPON Congress or meeting where the
Well,
ISCC?
no,
Okay.
yeah, no, it's best to call it an IFCC point of care meeting. It's because we're not really associated with WASPLAN.
All right. Okay. Perfect. All right. So I present you. Are you a doctor, professor? How should I address you?
Just Mrs. Oh, just Rosie Taramako is fine.
All right, fantastic. Okay. Rosie Tumaco, welcome to Endoscopio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
In this interview, we wanted to talk about the ISCC meeting where the point of care testing task force is going to gather pretty soon in Mexico. Could you please tell us about this meeting?
Okay, I might just start up by just talking about the task force. It was implemented in 2013 because the IFCC Executive Board understood the importance of point of care testing to pathology medicine. With the growing use of point of care testing across the full spectrum of clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine, it's important that there's good education and guidance on how to use this technology appropriately. So the task force really wants to provide international leadership for developing clinical practice of point of care and laboratory medicine. As a task force, we're keen to bring together all groups interested in point of care testing, including our industry partners, and holding an international symposium is really an ideal way of bringing together all the IFCC family members that are interested in point of care testing to provide them with up-to-date expert presentations on point of care testing. So, this is the second symposium that the IFCC Point of Care Task Force has put on. The first one was in Istanbul, and that was very successful for us. So, the Cancun meeting is a little bit different because it provides both presentations on point of care testing, but we also have some of the members of the Cardiac Marker Task Force presenting on cardiac markers. So the meeting has an appeal to people that are interested in cardiology as well as point of care testing. The program includes international speakers from Mexico, Japan, the US, UK, France, and Australia. So you can see there's a wide range of perspectives on point of care will be discussed. In addition, the participants will be able to visit trade display area where the latest point of care equipment is available from our sponsors. Most importantly, because the meeting's in Mexico, the meeting will have an English-Spanish translation, so it is suitable for non-English speaking participants as well. So topics that the meeting will cover will include where point of care testing is at in Mexico, how to set up a point of care testing network, and how to avoid errors when using point of care testing. There'll be topical subjects such as troponin testing, including use of point of care testing for cardiovascular disease management, molecular point of care testing, and also a presentation on the Ebola epidemic. So, as you can see, really the meeting will cover a wide range of topics and should have interest to a wide range of people, we hope.
And what are you trying to achieve with this meeting?
Well, with this meeting, what we really hope to achieve is to ensure that participants have a good understanding of the important aspects of point of care testing in terms of a quality framework, how to avoid errors, but then also how point of care testing can help in management of cardiovascular risk factors like diabetes, lipids, renal disease. So it's really just bringing the participants up to date on the use of point of care testing in a cardiovascular area, but also how to set it up a quality framework for point of care testing.
Could you please tell us something about the program?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we'll be covering a wide range of topics, including troponin testing, which is very topical now, particularly with the release of high-sensitive troponins. We'll be able to let the audience know where point-of-care testing, which isn't high-sensitive, fits into clinical use. We'll be discussing things on molecular point-of-care testing, an update on that. Also looking at the Ebola virus, blood gases, which is always a popular topic when it comes to point-of-care testing, how to avoid errors. So really it's and a lot of case studies as well around acute coronary syndromes. We'll have three cardiologists that will be speaking at the meeting, and we'll use this opportunity to highlight how point-of-care testing has been used in real cases.
Very fantastic. And Rossi, will information be uploaded anywhere, will be uploaded to any website, the conclusions of this meeting? Where can we find more information about it?
If you go to the IFCC website, after the meeting, all our presentations, provided the presenter gives permission, will be uploaded. If you actually go to the IFCC website and look at the point of care page, you'll find the presentations from our previous meeting as well. So we hope to keep all presentations on the IFCC website.
Perfect. And when is this meeting?
The meeting is going to be held on the 16th to the 17th of November, and it's going to be held at the Cancun Center Conventions and Exhibition in Cancun, obviously. So it's a two-day meeting.
Perfect. So would you like to make any final comment, Rossi?
No, just that I think we've put together a very interesting program that should really suit people interested in cardiology and in point-of-care testing. We hope to see as many IFCC and non-IFCC members attend the meeting, and we think it will be a very useful education opportunity for people interested in this area. So I hope to see as many of you as possible there.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate
this interview. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, okay. All right.
Bye.
I'm finished. Okay. Bye. Goodbye.